TSA delays knives on a plane. Senate leaders want more information on the FAA's sequester plans. Up and over the Alps in a Pipistrel Panthera. This is Aero News for Wednesday, April 24th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. TSA has decided to put a policy change that would have allowed small knives on planes on hold while it receives public comment on the proposal. The change was to have gone into effect on April 25th. The proposed change had drawn strong opposition from a variety of stakeholders. In a news release following the announcement, the Flight Attendants Union Coalition, which has opposed the TSA plan from the start, said it remains resolute. No knives on planes ever again. The coalition states that, in its view, the United States has banned all knives from commercial flights since the September 11, 2001 attacks for good reason. Knives were the terrorist weapon of choice in bringing down four jetliners and murdering thousands of Americans. Its position is that all knives should be banned from planes permanently. The coalition said it is working diligently with members of Congress, Congressman Ed Markey, Democrat of Massachusetts, and Michael Grimm, Republican of New York, as well as Senators Charles Schumer, Democrat of New York, and Lisa Murkowski, Republican of Arkansas, on legislation to permanently keep knives off planes. Senate Commerce Chairman John D. J. Rockefeller IV, Democrat of West Virginia, and Ranking Member John Thune, Republican of South Dakota, sent a letter Monday to Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood and FAA Administrator Michael Huerta in response to the FAA's announced furlough plan that could result in significant travel disruptions across the country. In the letter, the senators said that the FAA's plan to furlough air traffic controllers and close so many contract towers raises serious safety and operational issues. The Senate Commerce Committee held a hearing on aviation safety last week where Administrator Huerta failed to provide detailed information to members of the committee about the projected effects to the traveling public of furloughing some 47,000 FAA employees. Chairman Rockefeller and Ranking Member Thune reiterated their frustration regarding the administration's broad responses to past inquiries about implementation plans for the sequester, which have been slow and disturbingly limited. The letter said in part, quote, "We would appreciate an immediate response, as your projections suggest major consequences for our air traffic system and air travelers, as well as potentially serious economic ramifications. We want to be able to work quickly on developing potential solutions as appropriate," end quote. Pipistrel said in a news release Tuesday that its revolutionary new aircraft, the Pipistrel Panthera, has flown over the Alps en route to Germany, where it will be displayed at Aero Friedrichshafen. By flying the Panthera over the Alps to Aero Expo 2013, Pipistrel said it celebrated the success of achieving the first flight of Panthera less than a month ago. Now, less than 12 months from the first public presentation at Aero 2012, Panthera revisits the event, this time by air. Pipistrel calls Panthera, quote, "a revolutionary four-seat general aviation airplane, capable of flying four people for 1,000 nautical miles, cruising at 200 knots, burning only 10 gallons of fuel per hour. With full composite construction with titanium retractable undercarriage, enhanced comfort, and parachute rescue system standard, Panthera can be equipped with the conventional, hybrid, or all-electric propulsion system," end quote. Beechcraft was handed another loss in its effort to legally challenge the award of an Air Force LAS contract to Embraer and its U.S. partner Sierra Nevada Corporation on Friday. The U.S. Court of Federal Claims denied the Kansas plane maker's attempt to force the United States Air Force to stop work on 20 A-29 Super Tucanos set to be built by Embraer and SNC in Jacksonville, Florida. The contract is still under review by the Government Accountability Office, but the Air Force has bypassed a stop work order on the airplanes, saying they are critical for operations in Afghanistan. Beechcraft filed the suit last month, according to a report from Wichita television station KAKE. While the Air Force did find bias towards Embraer and SNC in awarding the initial contract, Judge Christine O.C. Miller wrote in her opinion in November of last year that the cancellation and reopening of the contract bidding process was, quote, reasonable and rational and should stand, end quote. Beechcraft said in a statement that it reluctantly accepts the court's opinion, but, quote, we will continue to contest this award through the GAO and as a program of record for building partnership capacity with other nations that desire light air support aircraft. We remain committed to providing a superior aircraft for this mission that also protects national security interest, taxpayer dollars, and preserves jobs in the U.S. aerospace manufacturing sector, end quote. When AeroNews continues, more lithium batteries are in the news, seeking to block the FAA's furloughs and giving history the boot.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher-performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, April 24th. I'm Glenn Moyer. EASA has awarded True Blue Power the supplemental type certificate for the TS-835 series lithium emergency power supply for Beechcraft King Air 200 and 300 models. The TS-835 series emergency power supply is the first lithium iron phosphate battery to gain STC approval by EASA for Beechcraft King Air 200 and 300 aircraft. The battery's sophisticated lithium iron phosphate technology offers considerable advantages over lead acid chemistry, including a 63% weight savings, which contributes to payload efficiency. The improved life expectancy easily outlasts the legacy lead acid battery's 3 to 4 year replacement schedule. Tom Genovese, the director of sales for True Blue Power, says, quote, the STC will greatly benefit the King Air operators in Europe. It offers an easy-to-install, lower-cost-of-ownership option for their standby battery requirements, end quote. The TS-835-1 is a direct replacement for the Beechcraft King Air 200-300's original JET PS-835 lead-acid battery and utilizes the same mounting rack, connector, wire harness, and flight deck off arm and test switch. In most cases, the installation simply requires removing the original battery and inserting the new TS-835 into the existing 1/4 ATR mounting rack. Airlines for America, A4A, has filed legal action to prevent the FAA from furloughing air traffic controllers and from impending widespread ground stops that the agency reported would cause delays of up to 4 hours at major hub airports, impact up to 6,700 flights a day, and affect 1 out of every 3 flying passengers. A4A filed its motion in U.S. Appellate Court for the District of Columbia Circuit, seeking a stay to halt the FAA's capacity reduction plan, which it says is based on false premises and would do substantial harm to the airlines, their employees, and their customers. In addition to the legal action, which is being joined by the Airline Pilots Association and the Regional Airline Association, A4A continues to seek legislation that would deem air traffic controllers essential and therefore not subject to furlough, as they have been historically treated. A4A has asked and continues to ask the administration to delay furloughs for 30 days to allow time to address the issue legislatively. The FAA recently delayed its decision to close contract towers by more than 2 months after being sued by several communities scheduled to have their airport tower closed. A4A says it should do no less for the national airspace system. Here's one that may leave you scratching your head just a bit. While the B-29 Fifi will still be a part of the Dayton Air Show, organizers have decided that they will not stage a reenactment of the bombing of Hiroshima that the B-29 Enola Gay carried out on August 6, 1945. The reenactment became controversial after Dayton art curator Gabriella Pickett launched an online petition that objected to the quote-unquote glamorization of destruction. While airshow organizers said that the reenactment was meant to showcase an historical event that in the long run saved more lives than it cost, some historians dispute that contention, saying the Japanese would have surrendered in World War II without the atomic bomb. Ron Katsuyama, past president of the Asian American Council, is one of those. He said that the reenactment would not only be in bad taste, but, quote, sustains misinformation, end quote. Dayton Air Show spokeswoman Brenda Derfoot said that the show, planned for June 22nd, 23rd, will still feature the Great Wall of Fire pyrotechnic show, and that Fifi will still fly. But the Hiroshima reenactment is out. And now, even NASA is asking, can you hear me now? Three smartphones destined to become low-cost satellites rode to space Sunday aboard the maiden flight of Orbital Science Corporation's Antares rocket from NASA's Wallops Island Flight Facility in Virginia. The trio of phone sats is operating in orbit and may prove to be the lowest-cost satellites ever flown in space. The goal of NASA's phone sat mission is to determine whether a consumer-grade smartphone can be used as the main flight avionics of a capable yet very inexpensive satellite. Transmissions from all three phone sats have been received at multiple ground stations on Earth, indicating they are operating normally. The satellites are expected to remain in orbit for about as long as 2 weeks. They may even attempt to take pictures of Earth using their cameras. Who knows? With satellites like those, maybe someday E.T. will phone home. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.